My sweetest dreams unfold when my eyes are wide open. After I roll my sleeping mat and begin my morning chores, as I walk to the well from which every family in our section of the village fetches water, I dream of a new pair of shoes for church on Sunday, shimmering red and shining new like that of the golden-haired girl I saw singing on TV, instead of black and slack like the ones I've had since two Christmases ago. As I bend my back to blow the wood beneath Mama's pot until the embers crackle with dancing flames, I dream of a more bounteous harvest, for Papa to reap more than enough corn and groundnuts and beans from his farms this year so that we can eat our fill and have enough left over to sell for school fees. As I thrust my hand into every cranny of the living room, veranda, corridor and backyard with my broom, I dream of acing the Borno State Scholarship exam and leaving home to attend this special boarding school for girls in Maiduguri, of being the first child in my entire family, nuclear and extended, who proceeds to university after secondary school, instead of back to Papa's farm or straight to my husband's house. As I open my mouth to say good morning to Mama and hand her the pan of sleeping oil with which to fry the kosai for Papa and my brothers to eat when they're awake, I dream of standing in front of a classroom full of children and telling them A is for apple. As I tighten my fingers around my youngest brother, Jacob, and stand his naked body in the basin of lukewarm water, then smear him with soap, I dream of being a good wife who kneels to serve her husband his meals and who bears him healthy sons. As I load my arms with the empty plates my brothers have left behind on their way out, some to the farm and some to school, I dream of a sister, instead of only five brothers, another girl to help with all their chores. As I dip my palm into the "Hurry up! Let's not be late! I don't want to stay back after school to wash the toilet!" the voice of my best friend Sierra slams my dreaming shut. She is at the door, textbooks and notebooks in hand. Like me, she is the one who does the morning chores. Her two sisters have left home, married to men in the village next 2 hours. "Please give me a minute," I say. "Let me just rub some Vaseline on my hands." That is the good thing about dreaming with my eyes wide open. It's like molding a calabash from wet clay. Some other time, some other day, I can always continue from wherever I stop, or even start from the beginning all over again.